racial profiling or good police work? That's the basic debate in Arizona over a controversial new immigration bill. A protest caravan on the way to Phoenix from L.A., illustrating how the local issue is fanning flames across the country. CNN's Casey Wyan has more.
The battle over immigration law enforcement in Arizona is now being waged on the streets of Los Angeles.
May the energy of your earth, created without borders for all, rise within us and give new life to our struggle.
By an Illinois congressman who calls it profiling.
But look at my face. Listen to my voice. I'd probably get picked up in Arizona. And question, is that what we want in America?
But Arizona sheriffs who traveled to Washington, D.C. say it's exactly what they need.
I'm telling you that most sheriffs, I wouldn't dare to speak for anybody else, but most of us in law enforcement welcome this legislation.
That legislation allows, even encourages, local law enforcement officers in Arizona to check the immigration status of anyone they have a reasonable suspicion is in the country illegally. It also makes lacking proper papers a state crime and allows citizens to sue state officials who don't comply. Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce, a former sheriff's deputy, sponsored the law.
We're going to take the handcuffs off from law enforcement. We're going to put them on the bad guy. Illegal is not a race. It's a crime.
Opponents say Bill number 1070, which awaits Governor Jan Brewer's signature, will lead to racial profiling of all Latinos in Arizona.
We're very concerned that 1070 will signify the end of the Latino community in Arizona. And I'm not kidding about this.
But the law explicitly prohibits profiling. We read it to this protest leader in Los Angeles who was unmoved.
A law enforcement official or agency may not solely consider race, color, or national origin in implementing the requirements of this subsection.
They may not solely consider it, but they may consider it, which means in practice, what they could do is claim that there are other factors involved.
This law not only is vague enough to create rogue police officers detaining people just because of the color of their skin, but it's also directly impacting thousands and thousands of families.
The law has clearly divided law enforcement officials and residents both in and out of Arizona. They do agree that federal courts will likely have to decide if it's constitutional. Arizona's governor has until midnight Friday to sign the bill, veto it, or do nothing. If she does nothing, the bill becomes law. Casey Wyant, CNN, Los Angeles.